Where's the what do we do first? Oh, we're doing Pesachim Ayin Dal, right? Is that what you got me here? Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, good. Okay, guys. I think if my memory is correct, I think we started off with the question of the Stirim Psak. Right?
Between Pesachim and Chulin?
The Pesachim and the Yeridei and the Pesachim. And because the Rambam Paskins are what? The Rambam Paskins is about Mul Yisur when it comes to what? To Mecholos HaSarus.
Right.
So he Paskins that it's Shor of the Dam. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Like Tzli.
By Tzli. Right. It's Shor of the Dam. And when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Paskins is Kinyan Bishul who's that. Right, where are the two Rambam, just for the record? And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch too. That we paskin with regard to Dam, we paskin that what? That Mul Yisur is good. I am Mul Yisur Kshera. Right, because the Tzli is Shoei the Dam. But nevertheless, we pass on with Rabbi Akiva with regard to Korban Pesach that it's Kinyan Bishul.
Right. Korban Pesach one is Perachas Lachatas.
Which is that? Perachas Lachatas of what?
Korban Pesach.
Of Korban Pesach. What does it say over there?
Kinyan Bishul, who's that?
Kinyan Bishul, who's that? Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
And in Machalos HaSaros, it's a Perach Vav.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he says, Hain Mul Yisur Kshera. Perek Vav Machasurus Halachi Yitzayim. So how could he pass it against himself? It's a steer, right? I think it was the first point we started off with. I mean, we were doing the tasers on Hain Mul Yisur, but nobody noticed the steer. Fortunately, I was happy about that. I didn't want to get stuck in that. But then I realized there's a tremendous steer here. There's tremendous steer here, and with regard to Yeridea, as opposed to Korban Pesach. So, Mendy, what do you say?
Seems like a factual thing.
What do you mean? Either it's, is it Bishul or not?
Ray, what are the facts again? I missed
it. I give the facts.
The facts?
Yeah. Bishul, or if it's Tzli, it makes a big difference. Because with Bishul, you have to do Malicha first. If it's Tzli, you don't. And even according to Rashi,
but I'm also doing Tzli now. Are you doing?
Yeah, but the difference is you don't have to be Shoah, the piece of meat in the soul, right? You do it right away, just then you wash off. So, in simple terms, I mean, for Tzli you don't need Malicha, and for Bishul you do. I mean, whether you hold like Rashi holds, you need a Malicha Kosher, and. But whatever it is, it's going to make a difference. It's not the same.
So the problem is that he says for Pesach you need Malicha, and for Mulaisa you don't?
For Pesach, he's saying that you can't put it in the cavity of the animal because it's Kinyan Bishul, like Rabbi Akiva. So, and yet insofar as She'ivas Hadam is concerned, he holds that it's fine. He holds it's silly. And pretty much that's how it passed him. Well, you guys need to do it there, right? How did it pass him, Mulisa?
I think we said that one.
He passed him chair, I think it was him. I don't remember if he passed him about a time or not.
Well, by Korban Pesach, you just want to know because it's key and sleep.
Okay, let me turn around. Yeah. So what we wanted to say was that by Korban Pesach, it's a din, it's a culinary halacha. It's a culinary halacha. So Reb Chaim really said that insofar as Tom Kiker. But you see over here clearly that it's a culinary halacha. Otherwise, how could the Rambam say Kamin Bishul is it? And now we understand even the term Kamin Bishul is it. It's not Bishul for everything, but it's Bishul with regard to the culinary. Mm-hmm. So the Torah, when the Torah says Sliyesh, it means it wants a culinary Sliyesh. And this is really, like we said, if you went into a restaurant and ordered a sli, and they gave you the inside of the thing, you wouldn't be able to.
Right. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Now, it has to be Sliyesh. But it's Kamin Bishul. So which one is it? Is it Bishul or H?
It's Kamin Bishul.
But it's Sliyesh. Aren't they two these different things?
No, it's not Sliyesh. One's over here.
What does he do with the pasuk that says you have to do it Sliyesh?
The puzzle is
you
have to put
this
outside.
That's right.
Doesn't Torah say you have to do it Sliyesh?
That's why it says no good.
If it's inside.
So
I got it. You can let me know.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the other framework is Shiva Saddam.
And Shiva Saddam,
it's a draw of the blood.
It's a,
that's a separate phenomenon. So with regard to that phenomenon, I say as long as the ash is underneath, I don't care if you pack up the cavity, but it's all going to draw, the blood is going to all draw down.
Right.
Okay, so that's a halacha in Yeridea. There we pass it's Lee. But with regard to Korban Pesach, where it's a culinary definition, so we pass in that what?
It's Bishul.
That is Bishul.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's very clear, right? It's a nice circle.
Yes,
yeah, straight. Okay. Now we got to do the last. I think we were up to the last Tosfos in Kabbalah Kachpolta, right? Okay. Okay, so Rashi, Rashbam rather, Kabbalah Hatle Adam Ayotzim and Abbasar Akonas Pesocho. So Polto Luchutz, the Shoah Vochomor. Okay, so Kibolo Kachpaldam means you're only going to have, now we're speaking with regard to Shiva Saddam. So we're saying it's true that the fire underneath draws all the blood, but you're going to have a problem because the pieces are going to be pulled down into the cavity. So then it's going to be Balei Adam, and it'll be Dam Evram Shapirish because it became a ban. So what does... what does the Gemara say? No, Kabbalah Kachpolta. And just like it absorbs it,
it'll come out.
Right, it's polluted. Whatever that means, Kabbalah, we say Kabbalah Kachpolta. Rashi says the Chom. I'm not interested so much in the mechanics, but it's a principle. Kabbalah Kachpolta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rabbi Tam goes on that. So somebody take the tesis. The Perikola Bosser. Go ahead. Somebody, loud voice. Loud voice. Who's on the guys in there?
Very man, it's probably good. The Perikola Bosser Sharinan Kavdoi Luya Bisra B'diavad Mishim Didam Misrak Sarek. So we allowed if you roast the liver on top of a piece of Bosser, so the piece of basar is mutter because the dam slips off. The basar doesn't get absorbed. Hasam lo shayach lahaskir kal tam shel kibbalah kachpolto. See, it's not even shayach at all the halacha of the boleya. It's also poli. She dam nofel shami b'chutz v'sarik v'ina nivla. So it's just, it comes first. If it never gets absorbed, you never even get to kibbalah kachpolto. Umitam kibolo kapoto nami lo have yasharia hasam gabi covet elibidievet, and even kibolo kapoto, it's only would only be bidievet.
In other words, there we say misrix arik, and it's want, and it's muta bidievet.
Right. So obviously.
It's exer debonim, right? Exer debonim.
It's not shared properly or something like that.
Right. Because a lot of dam is you're dealing with a lot of dam, so it's exer debonim, you shouldn't do the chatchila. But the other we say maker, and then we say that that even though it's a lot of blood, it glides off. Okay.
Right, so therefore it must be that also Kabbalah Kachpoto, it also must be also the other. Or else the Shemater there, Mishim Kabbalah Kachpoto Yachid.
Right, so why do we have to say that it doesn't go in? Why do we want to say, even if it does go in, it will be Kabbalah Kachpoto?
Right, so you're saying, first of all, you never get to that reason. And from there you can prove that it must be the Yevon in both cases. Because all you need is one of them to be a Kachila, and it would have been a Kachila.
That's right. All you need, because if Kabbalah Kachpolto...
It's a Kachila, then that would be Mata, a Kachila.
Because even if I say Kabbalah Kachpolto, I still would say only be the Yevon.
Right, so it must both be the Yevon.
Yes, be the Yevon, right.
The Alpha guy, the ball of mystery, Hachi Gadi Pesach, a Kachila. But here our Gemara wants to say Kabbalah Kachpolto, a Kachila Gadi Pesach. Afagav the bnei moyav besocho, the economic kaved, and there's a lot of dam in the liver. Gai pesach lo rotu lahachmir, mishin lichsev rosh akrav al kirba, because it's doraisa to do it in that way.
So therefore, it's docha the drabanan.
Right.
And therefore, they say that b'di'evad, if you forget about b'di'evad, it becomes a chatchila. That makes sense. It's the drabanan.
Ra'afilu mand aser bekavda ilu yibisra lo kashe le masli. What about any? Do you just question
Because people aren't.
Ra'afilu mand aser bekavda ilu yibisra. And even the one over there holds it's even. It's aser lo kashe le masli in the pesach. Neither bonan aser uve pesach lo chmir. Even if you hold it's really aser even b'di'eved. So then over here, still Pesach, the Rabbana wouldn't have answered it. Inami hu yamid kigun she malach b'nei mayim malicha gemura.
You mean that's if he holds the Raisa?
That's if you hold, what's the Raisa?
The Isra of Yasser's Kavda Elu Yibisra. So if he says the Rabbana, so it's no problem.
Right. And if it's the Raisa over here, it's different because you did a malicha. And therefore, if you're the Kedera, Matir Ben Tam, I did Malicha Gemura, so then it would be totally fine. If you really did Malicha Gemura, according to Ben Tam, it wouldn't be a problem at all.
It's interesting, Taisus Lashon says, La Ratzel Hachman Mishum Luchsiv, yeah. And then he says later again, he says, the Midrabanasu Bepesach Lochmir. I mean, why doesn't he just say, Asi Daraisim of Al Darbanah? He's Mashmi saying that they didn't ever place their Isser in that case. Mm-hmm. Right?
Chachilo was never placed there.
It was never placed there. But if it were, I wouldn't say Asa
Deraisa.
Then
you have to say Abiba.
Because Yishkoch.
And what will happen?
If you're allowed to do it, it's just a Kiyam. You wouldn't do it.
You mean they would say it's Asa.
Right.
They would say it's us. I mean, you'd have to do Malicha on it.
According to the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely.
But he's saying there weren't even Machmir. Even if you're going to hold Sterabana on, you got to say they weren't. Tay says they weren't Machmir. Because it's not a matter of us and us the rest involved the Rabbana. Because they could have been Machmir. And they, but they couldn't say don't eat the kaved. I mean that they couldn't do, because you need the set summon. I mean not set summon. I mean the sekulo. So the only thing is that they could have been maimed divrayim even on the deraisa, and the way you get out of it would be to be molech the kaved. Which Rabbeinu Tam holds, really, make a din, that if you do malicha on a kaved, you can cook it. Mm-hmm. That's Rabbeinu Tam.
So yeah, Hanami's saying, in this case, you really have to do it.
Yeah.
According to that sheet.
According to that sheet. And now he says, but even if you can say it's derisa, oh, that's, I anticipated. Now he says, I didn't realize, I forgot that he says it. Inami, even if you can say it's derisa. So what is he saying?
That Malik, even according to the minhag, where it's still also like a chilo, now it can be in the town if you do it by the liver.
Right, because the minhag olam is not to be mata malik de malicha.
Right. Never, you can never do kedera.
Right.
But still, we still hold that it reduces the amount of dam to the point where it has a din of regular basa. A regular basa, kedchilo, you're allowed to do agave other basa.
Right, it's an interesting thing. How does he know that equation, that equality? That the Malicha, according to Menegolim, doesn't work, right? And yet he says, but it would be good here because the Malicha would reduce it to an ordinary piece of meat. How does he know? A Malicha Gemura Malicha Gemura in a Kaved equals an unmoluach piece of pasta. Like, where does he get that from?
Right.
What measuring rod does he use?
Why don't you just do Malicha again? Why don't you just take it like it's a new piece of meat and then do Malicha again?
That's a good
question, huh? I wasn't joking.
You just know how logically it is not going to go.
Yeah, okay, so.
I'll leave it twice.
Thank you,
Dad.
You said once it's quantitative, that's the way Mushu works.
Right, okay. Hold on, don't do that. Keep that in mind, we'll try to answer it later. Go ahead.
The Yishlum would have to be Muyasa. Afilu Nimlach Basar Achitza. The Shaka de Malicha. The Afnimi Lo Nimlach.
Okay, stop. So, what's the phenomenon there?
So, even though one of the pieces.
Even though if you do Malicha on the outside.
Right. It has no dam of its own left.
And it has no dam of its own left, so you can't say that when you're doing Slius Poli, so it's like a piece of cardboard. It's gonna absorb the dam from the other piece.
Right.
And what people say, Kibbolah Kach Polta.
Because it's not being poli its own dam.
Because it's not being poli its own dam. It's completely nimlach. There is no dam.
Still, he wants to be. You want to let him. Tosfos wants on the matir. What in that case still?
What did he say?
Mit demaisi raya, mit felas barduzo, the shoy and the tam kebolo kapoto.
What's that case?
That's the case on that one base.
The case on the base. There's a case right on the base. They want to bring a raya to Rabbah.
Dough.
From dough.
What's the case?
What's the case? Is it Rashi?
Is Rashi that explains it?
I think so, yeah. The case has a little changed a little bit, but it's the Beisa Shekar and Pashtida. That's the famous one. That's
Calzone.
What?
Calzone, right? You wrap up.
They used to do a lot of things that way. They wrap it up in the dough. Right.
You wrap up meat in dough or something. So the dough is mutter. They want to say it's mutter.
So they want to say the dough is mutter.
Right, and that should be a raya to Kabbalah Kapoto.
And that should be a raya to right.
And the raya says, no, it can't be a raya because maybe the dough is like a slippery kind of dough.
Right, but the dough that the Gemara anticipated in the beginning, the heavier dough, the Gemara wanted to say Kabbalah Kapoto.
Right.
So how do you say Kabbalah Kapoto on dough? That's Bechlala here, a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't absorb everything.
What?
Yeah.
Right. But Taisu says if you're going to say it works by dough, it's definitely going to work by Basa Maluach.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's strange, right?
Yeah, dough absorbs everything.
Everything.
It's sponge.
Okay, go ahead.
Apa pi shemaisim choyom sheusim basa shenafal betzir umelach shenichlat ve'in mutter afilu betzli.
So over there we say that one...
Even though we say that a piece of meat that fell into some dam, right, some tzir with dam in it, so you can't do tzli on that piece afterwards. It's the piece is also.
Because it was balaya.
It was balaya with dam. You can't just get rid of it by doing tzli.
Right. So why don't I say...
Kibbalah kachbalah.
Kibbalah kachbalah. So on the one hand, I say Kabbalah Kacholto.
Even if it doesn't have any dough itself.
Like dough.
Dough.
On the other hand, I say, you don't say Kabbalah Kacholto, even on dam.
There's a time lag in between.
And even with a buser is polite.
Right. Even if it's polite, it's on dam.
Yeah. So it's like funny halachas. Right, on the one hand, I say Kabbalah Kapoto even on something that's not polite. On the other hand, even something that's polite, if it's Balea the Dam before, we don't say Kabbalah Kapoto. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One more case. The Diva Minoa, Haya Omer Ben Oser Ben Utam, Tanagola Shinimucha Bekara. So we're being done with Aser, a chicken that was salted in a bowl. Alpha Pish Loshasa Sham Shir Matzliya. So even though it hasn't waited there the entire amount of time to be pulled, all even half its dam, it still has its own dam to be pulled. More, the rest of its dam to be pulled.
Right.
The Aser al Ochatzli, and the Aser, even if you're going to roast it, it's still going to be Aser, because it was... Balea, the first half of its dam, that it was pulled back into itself, and now even Sli is not going to work afterwards. Mishum de la maflig rava, gave'in munchir and basar el bekli manuka, bein shah harbe de shama. Once it stays even a little bit, it's going to balea back its own dam, and it's going to be usher, and there's no takam.
Right, so on the other hand, when it comes to salting, we don't say kabbalah kachbalah. Right, because we say that, let's say, you have a piece of meat. And you salt it in a bowl, so you salt it in a bowl, and it didn't even, it wasn't even polite chatzi adam, so obviously it's still being polite. So we still say that what? That it'll be boleya, and we don't say kabbalah kachbalto, even though it's being polite.
Well, because it was in the situation of the bowl.
Of course, it's in the situation of the bowl. Right. Right. Yeah, I remember that was one of the first shells my father got in Providence. So it was Providence or out of town. So unfortunately, the woman had asked another rabbi, and he said his mother.
So why'd she ask again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's strange.
That's strange.
She must have known that was awesome.
Yeah, she must have had a better intuition than the rabbi.
I hear that. Tells us a lot of times, like, religion says, Maisim b'chol yom, Maisim b'chol yom.
Right.
A lot of it just goes by, like, they knew, like, what you can do, what you can't do.
Yeah.
It's like a Masorah on, like, what you
can do. Right, like a Masorah, yeah.
Other times it doesn't.
Right, so, okay, so that's, so Teisvus gave you all the halachas. And we wanted to say, he gave you the halachas because he wants you to understand his theory. Right? There's a theory here. Okay, so, what is it? What is the theory? Should I give it to you guys, or you want to? What do you think?
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You can hit the same thing twice.
Yeah, play pause could also do the recording.
Oh, really? Well, okay. So the thing is, what we wanted to say is that Rabbeinu Tam is being mechadish a new idea. That salting is qualitatively differentiated from tzli. It works in a different manner. Salting is a quantitative process. It's makhish the dam, reduces the dam in the basar to the point where it can't create dam evarim shapirish. In other words, when you leave the salt on the meat for 20 minutes, so what happens is it's polite the dam during that time, and what remains cannot be Dame Varm Shapirish. It's Matir what remains because of the fact that it's Makhish the Dam. So it's Matir the Dam that remains. It's really a Matir through a quantitative process. Okay?
Was it takes out enough that what's left won't come out anymore?
That's what's left, the Torah doesn't recognize as Dam Evarim Shapirish Ban. It lacks in the ban. It's too drained out. It's like a drained out blood. It's not the same blood. You need a certain quantity to create Dam Evarim Shapirish. But if it's drained out, it's not the same thing anymore. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the definition of Malicha. Of Malicha. It's Makhish the Dam. It's Makhish the Dam. So that's why he holds that even the Minhag HaOlam that holds what? That you can't do Bishul after Malicha. Correct?
Yeah.
But he holds it'll still be Makhish the Dam, that it won't be any different than a regular piece of Asa. That the motor. Okay?
They just figured that out somehow?
Because they only hold that the kaved in its primary form is no good. You can't be malecha with other stuff. But once you makhish the dam, al yedei malecha, they make it, there's no issa. Okay, it does make a change. So that's what they hold. I can't do any better than that. Let's leave it there. But Rabbeinu Tam maintains that Tzli is a completely different phenomenon. What's the phenomenon of Tzli? By Tzli, I say that the state of Tzliya it prevents Leah. It's always Kibolo Kachpoto if you're in the state of Leah. But it's not that if you're in the state of Tzlia. But it's not that the Tzlia is somehow magically always polite. Because then it could be polite the dam that it absorbed through the tzir also. But that it won't do. Because when the tzir went in, it wasn't in the state of tzlia. So now it's too late. But the state of tzlia is ma'akev b'lias adam. Or we say kibolo kachpolto, whenever it's in the state of tzlia.
While it's actually being roasted?
While it's actually being roasted.
But after you take it off the fire, then it goes back to being bola.
No, after you take it off the fire, it's kosher. Mm-hmm.
So kosher. So what do you mean?
Before.
Before.
Like, let's say, for instance, you put the piece of meat on the tzir, so it'll be bolea, and it's not in the state of tzlia. Now you're going to do tzlia, it's not going to help you.
Why not? Why isn't it just like the blood that was in there to begin with?
Because there's no din that tzli can be bolea, can be polate all dam shenivla. There's no halacha like that. Just the halacha is kibolo kachpolto b'shas tzli. So therefore, the dam that comes out during tzli can't go back in. But if there's other dam there, it doesn't say that it's polite all the dam. So some dam will remain, it'll be treif.
It's only polite its own natural dam. So you only gets rid of its regular, its own dam.
That's because when you do tzli, so the dam is coming out. And we're constantly saying kibolo kachpolto.
Kibolo kachpolto is on the halacha of its own dam, you say?
No. You don't have to say that. In other words, when you're doing tzli, it's polite the dam. And during that process, we always say kibolo kachpolto.
Okay.
So therefore, by the time you finish, there's no dam. So? Yeah.
But if it's polite, somebody put some other pieces of dam beforehand,
it's not going to work.
Get rid of it.
Because it doesn't get rid of all dam shenivla. It's only the dam that it's polate bishas maisit tzlia that it's kibolo kachpolto on that dam.
I mean, kibolo kachpolto is a description of the maisit tzlia, you're saying.
Right.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's part of the process of tzli.
That's right.
I got it.
So it's a qualitative phenomenon.
Got it.
So that explains all the halachos. That explains why the Rabbeinu basically holds that after Malicha on the Kaved, you can do Bishul, not like Minhag Olam. It explains, and he's saying, even Minhag Olam never went that far to be Machmir to say that it's worse than a regular piece of meat. And then he says that if it's Bileyatzi, nevertheless, even though we say Kibolo Kachpolto on dough, because that's Bishas Maisa, but we don't say it's Polate Dam, that it absorbed not Bishas Tzlia. Okay, and what's the last thing? I forgot this one. We forgot this one. The one by the Malicha. And it wasn't Polat Mitzas Echatzi Dama. So even though it's Polate during the Malicha, it's still Bolea. Because Malicha, there's no din of Kibolo Kachpolto. And it makes sense, because that's why it takes a lot of time.
It's one in the Kedera?
What?
This is the case in the Kedera?
In the Kedera. Because Malicha is not... Malicha is a slow, elongated process of Shiva Saddam, and there's no Kibolo Kachpolto B'Shas Maisa. So therefore, if it's lying in its own dam, it'll be Bolea. Because the Malicha won't prevent it.
Has Sli work? Isn't Sli Polate?
Yes, Sli is Polate, but Sli is something. It's Polate and it's Kibolo Kachpolto.
Why does the Tzli care where the blood came from?
Because there's no din like that. There simply is no halacha that it's polate all the dam. It's only the dam that it is polate that doesn't allow to be balea.
But it won't
extract that dam. It won't extract that dam.
How does it know which blood is which?
No, they don't understand. There's no halacha that Tzli is polate all the dam shebesocho.
Okay, so how does a regular piece of meat
become kosher?
Yeah,
because it does plate on the dam, and we say kabolo kachpolto. But it doesn't mean, so whatever dam it does plate on is kabolo kachpolto. But it doesn't do plate necessarily on every bit of dam.
But it does plate on all the dam that its own dam that starts off with.
That's correct. That's
any dam it absorbed from somewhere else, it's not polite.
Right.
How does it know if it came from somewhere else? It's in there.
It's a different phenomenon when the busser is bolea.
Right.
Another dam.
Can I try to answer for that?
You go ahead.
Maybe you could say that when it's bolea dam from somewhere else, it's like becomes in there's like a chalos iser of terovas now. But right, it's like tam keker. It's a regular terovas, it's bolea nisser. So there's a chalos iser. So now even if it's polate, it doesn't matter. It's aser. But when a piece of meat has its own dam, it's not taroves. It's just, it's own dam. It's dam evar. So until it's pure, there's no chalos iser. So if it's polite the dam, it's mutter.
You're definitely right. But I would say that even mechanically, you can understand it. Because the halacha is, you have a piece of meat.
Right.
And when you're going to be polite a certain amount of dam, okay, so it's going to be mutter. But if there's dam osir that's balua besocho, you have no proof that it's going to be polate every bit of that dam. In other words, the machshir is an overall machshir. Because it's polate, it's essentially polate the dam. But there's no, it doesn't say it's polate every drop of dam, but when you have a certain quantity that it's polate, the bus is mutter.
Mm-hmm. So once it absorbs, then it will still have some dominant, and you don't know which dominant is.
Then that dam has a chalos iser, like ours. That dam is chalos iser, you're not going to get it out.
And who says it'll be polite enough?
Who says it'll be polite that dam? On an overall way, it's polite enough dam to be matir.
The only thing you know is that any dam that's coming out is going to stay out.
That's
you don't know that the dam
that's
going to
and once
come
you have enough dam out, it's good.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that dam that is bolea in one corner, let's say, is going to be pole like that dam. It'll be mati the buser in a wholesale way.
So is the dam that's still inside, are you saying that you know that the dam that's still inside is definitely the dam isser?
Yes.
Or do you just...
Definitely dam isser. Because it was dam isser on the table, and now it was absorbed as dam isser into the buser. And the tzli is not going to necessarily get out every drop of that dam.
Right. So if you don't add what Aaron's saying, then why is it any worse? Why is it any worse than a regular piece of meat?
No, because it doesn't get it all out.
I'm trying to explain to you that
if you get out a certain quantity, it's mutter.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean every drop. I mean, when you cut a steak, there's still some dung there.
Okay.
But there's enough that it got out enough to mount the whole bussel.
Okay.
Now, maybe that dam, when you cut the meat and you see that red, maybe that is really the dam that it was bolea from the table. You know? Take a look at the airplane.
Okay.
And the last paragraph, we got to. Oh, maybe I'll take up your question.
Rukiki
and Nazir thing? The Rukiki and Nazir. The question is, what is the Rambam's the shame matzah.
Right.
We didn't do well on that one.
Did you see that Rambam inside, the case that he brings down there?
That's what I got to do. I got to take a look at that.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful requirement. If you take it step by step, it's just beautiful. I don't know if we had it this good last time.
I don't know. I have to look at it.
So I think that Bruce said last time we did it in the backyard. 35 years ago.
That was bad.